I wanted to talk today about these apparently now unstoppable flights to Rwanda by the government shipping asylum seekers off. Now, I think there's a few myths that need to be put to bed very firmly. The first is that people aren't in some way entitled to claim asylum in the UK. They absolutely are. There's no need for them to claim asylum in France or Germany or any other country they may have crossed through. There are international treaties that mean people are entitled to claim asylum in any country, and they can do that from the country, so there's no need for them to claim somewhere else. Now, people might say, well, if they're genuinely in danger, why aren't they claiming asylum in, let's say, France? Well, there are a few reasons. For example, they may have family in the UK. Once you're in the EU, let's say you've come here from wherever, some war-torn country, let's say, for example, Ukraine, but further afield, maybe Syria. You're in the EU, so you're relatively safe at that point. But you've got to choose where you're going to apply for asylum. And let's face it, where you apply for asylum, if you get residency and it's an EU country, because we've left the EU, you may not be able to easily get to your relatives in the UK. So you might choose, well, okay, the UK then, because that would mean that you could live in the same country as your family. So that's one reason, and it's a very strong reason. People don't want to live on their own, even if they've escaped danger. I mean, you don't want to live in a foreign country where you don't know anyone and don't have any family, when you could choose to go and live somewhere with your family. Equally, you might speak English, and if you've escaped your immediate danger and you have to decide who to ask for help, why wouldn't you choose an English-speaking country if you speak English? It makes sense, doesn't it? Because you can go and get work or seek help at the legal system, and it's very difficult to do that in a language you don't speak. So there's a couple of good reasons why you might choose to come to the UK, even though you may have passed through places like France. What people certainly aren't doing is coming here for benefits. I know that the right wing like to say that people come here for benefits, but actually our benefits are one of the lowest in Europe. If you've ever had to live on benefits, you know exactly how low they are. They are not something that's going to get you to travel through countries which have higher benefits, including France, to come here. It just makes no sense. Nobody's going to come here for that. And they're also passing through countries, let's face it, that are far more welcoming to immigrants than the UK. So, you know, places like Germany that have welcomed far more immigrants than the UK have. The right-wing press like to make out that we are overburdened with immigrants compared to other countries. That's not true at all. We have very small numbers coming here compared to a lot of other European countries. But we like to make a fuss about it. And let's bear in mind that these are immigrants who are largely young and of working age, who are going to help the economy. They're not burdens. Not that you should be thinking about people in that way, but even if you did, we need young people coming in. There aren't enough people of working age to fill the positions we have. So it's not like they are going to be depending on taxpayers to survive. Quite the opposite, they're going to be helping out. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's a moral obligation on any country that has enough wealth, and let's face it, we're one of the richest countries. People like to say, well, we can't afford to look after immigrants, but that's not a fault of the immigrants, that's the fault of the hard right who are in charge of the country at the moment, the people who are making sure all the wealth goes to the richest, and it has increasingly gone to the richest over the last 10 years. There's plenty of money. How we choose to spend it is our fault when we vote. If we choose to give it to the rich, as we do now, that's our choice. We could easily spend it on schools and hospitals, but we don't choose to do that at elections. I say we. Of course, most people don't choose to do what we do now because of our electoral system. We get effectively less than 30% of the electorate choosing who governs us and who has a majority government. I've talked before at length about how stupid our electoral system is and how a small cabal of hard right people, rich people, are in charge, but that's a different issue. So I guess I wanted to say at the end of this, if you are in any way involved in these flights to Rwanda, whether as a public servant or as a private contractor, it is your moral obligation to refuse to comply. If you choose to do this, and I'm not saying it's easy, because You will probably have a family, depending on your income. Your job may be at risk if you refuse to do it. There is still a moral obligation to refuse to do it. I was just following orders has never been an excuse for going along with tyranny. And this is tyranny. This is a refusal to help those most in need, a refusal to comply with refugee agreements that have been in place since the Second World War, mostly to make sure the Second World War doesn't happen again, refugee treaties. And international law, as we're seeing, government, while we're talking about refugees, the government's now also talking about just breaking international law over Northern Ireland. We're becoming even more of a pariah state than we already are. The time has come, if you are in any way connected to what the government is doing in these, either against refugees or anything to do with breaking international law, is to refuse to go along with it. Because if everyone refuses to go along with it, it won't happen. There is no way the government have enough support to actually force these things through. Who's going to say, oh yeah, let's get the army to put handcuffed refugees on planes and fly them to Rwanda? Is that a look that even this government wants? No, this government are happy for private contractors to quietly get on with the job. People like Security Corps or Group 4 or whoever, you know, these guys who do the government's dirty work because they get huge contracts, refuse to do it. It is a moral obligation. Don't go along with it. This will is a stain on anyone who does it, as well as this government. Don't ever conform and comply with tyranny.